Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Richard Rowland. This week, we take a look at the songs of the Ira Gershwin songbook. One of the best wordsmiths of the 20th century, Ira provided the lyrics to Embraceable You, Someone to Watch Over Me, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and They Can't Take That Away From Me. He worked mostly with his younger brother, George, but this hour, we'll also hear his collaborations with Jerome Kern, Harold Arlen, and Kurt Vile, sung by Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Johnny Hartman, and more. It's Oh So Nice, the Ira Gershwin songbook, coming up on Afterglow.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
You say either, I say either, you say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, and either, neither, let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call it off, off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off, yeah.
You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, or chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes, you say either,
and you say either.
You say neither,
and you say neither.
Either,
either,
and either,
and neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oh, yes. You like potato,
and you like potato.
You like tomato,
and you like tomato.
Potato,
potato,
tomato,
tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh,
pajamas.
Pajamas.
I'll wear pajamas.
You got pajamas.
For
we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of all. Let's call the whole thing off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong in 1957 with the 1937 song Let's Call the Whole Thing Off by George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin. The idea for this song came to Ira in grade school when his English teacher told the following joke. An American and an Englishman were arguing over the pronunciation of a word. The American said neither, while the Englishman said neither. To settle the dispute, they turned to a bystander. How would you pronounce this word? They asked. Is it neither or neither? The man, being Irish, responded, neither. This apparently was a dispute in Gershwin's own house as well. He said tomato, and his wife Lee said tomato. Richard Roland here on Afterglow. On this show, we're flipping through the pages of the Ira Gershwin songbook, an especially clever lyricist who emerged in the early Tin Pan Alley years of the Great American Songbook. Ira Gershwin was the older brother of songwriter George Gershwin, and most of his best-known lyrics were written for his younger brother's tunes. But as we'll hear later in his life, he also contributed lyrics to the songs of Kurt Vile, Jerome Kern, Harold Arlen, and others. George was the one who first got involved in the music business, while Ira took on various jobs in the literary field. When he was 22, he started writing lyrics, but at first, he wanted to distance himself from the budding fame of his brother, so he adopted the pseudonym of Arthur Francis, the first names of his other two siblings. Ira's first breakout as Arthur Francis came in 1918 with a song his brother wrote called The Real American Folk Song. It was made famous by vaudeville star Nora Bayes, although it's rarely been performed since then. It did show up briefly in the Gershwin revival musical Crazy for You in 1992. And in 1959, Ella Fitzgerald sang it on her Gershwin songbook album for the Verve label. We'll hear that version now. Here's Ella Fitzgerald with George and Ira Gershwin's The Real American Folk Song on Afterglow.
Near Barcelona, the peasant croons the old traditional Spanish tunes. The Neapolitan street song sighs. You think of Italian skies. Each nation has a creative vein, originating a native strain, with folk songs plaintive and others gay, in their own peculiar way. American folk songs, I feel, have a much stronger appeal. Folk song is a rag, folk song, but now they've changed the tune and they liked it somehow. For it's inoculated with a syncopated sort of meter, sweeter than a classic strain. Boy, you can't remain still and quiet, for it's a riot. The real American folk song is like a fountain of youth. You taste and it elates you and then invigorates you. The real American folk song is a riot.
That was George and Ira's first collaboration, The Real American Folk Song is a Rag, sung by Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle's orchestra. We're exploring the songbook of lyricist Ira Gershwin this hour. This next tune by Ira and his brother George came a few years later, part of the 1926 musical O.K. The song Someone to Watch Over Me has an interesting story behind it. George had a tune in mind, and for Ira, the title usually came before the lyrics. But he was behind schedule, having been sent to the hospital with an emergency appendectomy. His friend, fellow lyricist Howard Dietz, came to visit Ira in the hospital to help him write the song. It was Dietz who suggested the title, Someone to Watch Over Me, and Ira's lyrics came quickly after that. This song was originally an up-tempo dance number, but they later slowed it down to a ballad. I'll play for you now one of the most captivating versions by singer and pianist Blossom Dearie. It's the vulnerability in her voice that makes this version so compelling. Playing the role of the little lost lamb, here's Blossom Dearie with Someone to Watch Over Me on Afterglow.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Shepherd for this lost lamb. There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could be good to one who'd watch over me. Although he may not be the man, the key. Won't you tell him please to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Blossom Dearie in 1961 with her marvelous version of George and Ira Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me. In 1927, the Gershwin brothers scored another hit with the musical Funny Face. The breakout song from that show was Swonderful, a brilliant lyric by Ira. He translates overwhelming passion into an inability to pronounce the entirety of several words. Swonderful, Smarvelous, Sparadise. This version by Ella Fitzgerald includes one of the verses where Gershwin chops up words like passion, fashion, and emotion into pash, fash, and emosh, an idea he got from comedian Walter Catlett. Here's Ella with Swonderful on Afterglow.
Don't mind telling you in my humble fashion that you thrill me through with a tender passion. When you said you care, imagine my emotion. I swore then and there permanent devotion. You made all other men seem blind. Just you. Yeah.
Glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage that we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
Frank Sinatra with the 1928 George and Ira Gershwin song, I've Got a Crush on You. Ira's use of rhymes in the opening verse are sublime. How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald with Swonderful. In 1930, Ira Gershwin scored his biggest hit to date with the musical Girl Crazy. It was the stage debut of Ethel Merman, with a production that included Ginger Rogers and an all-star pit orchestra of Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa, Glenn Miller, Jack Teagarden, and Jimmy Dorsey. The songs were absolutely memorable, including I Got Rhythm, Embraceable You, and But Not For Me. Let's hear two of those right now, beginning with Nat King Cole performing Ira Gershwin's lovely four-syllable rhymes with Embraceable You on Afterglow.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
Sunshine, listen you, never tell me dreams come true, just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tells you fate supplies a mate. It's all banana. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Our lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and to get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he never had eyes for me. I
the memory of his kiss.
Two songs from George and Ira Gershwin's musical, Girl Crazy. We just heard Dinah Washington with But Not For Me, and before that, Nat King Cole with Embraceable You. According to Ira Gershwin, Embraceable You was his father's favorite song, mostly because of the line, come to Papa, do. We'll have more of the songbook of Ira Gershwin in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Richard Roland, and you're listening to Oh So Nice, the Ira Gershwin Songbook, on Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Richard Roland, and we've been looking at the songbook of Ira Gershwin this hour. Coming up, we'll hear some of Ira's collaborations with songwriters other than his younger brother, George. Ira Gershwin wrote lyrics to over 700 songs in his career, and in 1959, he put together an annotated anthology to some of his best-known songs called Lyrics on Several Occasions, providing some background info and an insight into the mind of the lyricist. In 1935, George and Ira worked with novelist DuBose Hayward for arguably their most significant work to date, the opera Porgy and Bess. The show produced some of their best songs like Summertime, Bess, You Is My Woman Now, and I Loves You, Porgy. The song I'm going to play for you now, however, is one that Ira and George worked on alone, without any contribution from Hayward. George wrote a bluesy opening melody to the song, and Ira gave it the dummy title of It Ain't Necessarily So, meaningless lyrics that just happened to fit that melody. But then Ira thought that maybe the character of Sportin' Life would use this phrase to startle some religious folks about their beliefs, and the song grew from there. Here's Peggy Lee with that song from Porgy and Bess now, It Ain't Necessarily So, on Afterglow.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David. was small, but oh my, he fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. Fish's abdomen. Yes, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily. Necessarily so.
From the opera Porgy and Bess, that was George and Ira Gershwin's song, It Ain't Necessarily So, sung by Peggy Lee. Not long after Porgy and Bess, Ira Gershwin's brother and musical partner, George, passed away at the age of 38 from a brain tumor. Ira then withdrew from songwriting for 4 years after his brother's death and returned only at the insistence of composer Kurt Weill. Weill and Gershwin collaborated on the 1941 musical Lady in the Dark. This musical, which would also be made into a film starring Ginger Rogers, included songs like The Saga of Jenny and Tchaikovsky, a hilarious patter song for singer Danny Kaye that mentioned the names of about 50 Russian composers. Included in this list is Gershwin's friend Vernon Duke, whose real name was Vladimir Dukelsky. Gershwin and Duke had collaborated 5 years earlier on the song I Can't Get Started. The one song that recurs throughout Lady in the Dark is My Ship, which has been recorded and performed by everyone from Rosemary Clooney to Miles Davis. Here now is Johnny Hartman with Ira Gershwin and Kurt Weill's My Ship on Afterglow.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold and of jam and spice. There's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls and rubies. Fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky. when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears. One fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, no, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives, that dream need never, never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to
I Can't Get Started, sung by Billie Holiday. That song was written by composer Vernon Duke and lyricist Ira Gershwin for the musical review The Ziegfeld Follies of 1936. Before that, we heard My Ship from the musical Lady in the Dark by Ira Gershwin and Kurt Vile, sung by Johnny Hartman in 1964. In 1944, Ira worked on the lyrics to the Rita Hayworth film Cover Girl with songwriter Jerome Kern. The lyrics to the song Long Ago and Far Away from the film plagued Gershwin, who wrote several drafts of the song with no luck. Eventually, he ran out of time and was forced to give the producer a draft he was very unhappy with. That draft ended up becoming Gershwin's biggest moneymaker in sheet music sales. Here now is Chet Baker with the Gershwin and Kern song Long Ago and Far Away on Afterglow.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed, you're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dream was not denied me, just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dream was not denied me, just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Beside me waiting, wanting only to be loved. It seems now our love started long ago.
Night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older, and all because of the gal that got away. No more her eager call, the writings on the wall, the dreams you dreamed have all gone astray. The gal that won you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game. Time thrill, for you've been through the mill, and never a new love will be the same. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of hers you're on to, but fools will be fools, and where's she gone to? The road gets rougher it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow she may turn up. There's just no let up, the livelong night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a lost, lost loser looking for the gal that got away. Please come back. Won't you come back? The gal that got away.
The Gal That Got Away, sung by Frank Sinatra in 1954. That song was written that same year by Ira Gershwin and Harold Arlen as The Man That Got Away, from the film A Star Is Born. Sinatra wanted to record the song, but knew that he would have to change the genders to make it work for him. It wasn't as easy as a simple pronoun swap, so he reached out to Gershwin himself for help. The original closing line was, "There is nothing sadder than a one-man woman looking for the man that got away." Just for Sinatra, Gershwin changed it to, "There is nothing sadder than a lost, lost loser looking for the gal that got away." Ira Gershwin retired from songwriting in 1960 and spent the next 23 years of his life mostly at home. He had spent over 30 years in the business and ended up having over 700 songs to his name. I'll close off this hour with one of his finest. It's one of the last ones he made with his brother George from the 1937 Fred Astaire film Shall We Dance? And it marked the first time Ira, and the only time George, was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song. Here now is the Divine One, Sarah Vaughan, with They Can't Take That Away From Me on Afterglow.
The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, for me. Can't take that away from me.
Sarah Vaughan with George and Ira Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me. And thanks for tuning into this wonderful Ira Gershwin edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and is produced at WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Thanks to our production team, Tom Piechak, David Bren Johnson, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Richard Roland, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.
Thank you.